history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, Rob, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good morning, good morning.
It's nice to hear from you. I'm intrigued.
Good morning, Rob.
Oh. Sorry, what popped? Hey, Tess.
It's been a wee while.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Right, now, what I've got here, I've got what I like to call little fillers. I've got four little fillers and a bonkers story, right?
Okay, that sounds great. Those are like the appetizers before the main meal.
Yeah. These are things that I've actually found during the week that I just absolutely love. Love them. And the first one is American Kitchen Foods tried to rebrand peas by shaping them into chips and calling them I Hate Peas.
Peas? Like
what?
Like garden peas.
Garden peas.
They shaped them into chips.
And called them I Hate
I
Peas.
I Hate
now,
Peas. That's what...
Yeah.
Why would you call them that? That's like... That's
I don't know.
That sounds like an art school project.
But the thing is, right, I'm a lover of the garden pea.
I'm glad to hear it.
But for obvious reasons. There's a lot of people that don't like them, and I just don't get it.
I don't get it either. I love them. They're so sweet, and they're so...
They are.
And they're
fun. My favourite is the minted baby pea.
Yes.
Can't go past that. That's especially with a big hunk of butter in it. Absolutely beautiful.
Yum.
Or salad cream. Right, so that's that
salad
one.
Cream. Next. I'm not sure if I agree with the salad cream.
But okay.
Butter, 100%. Butter goes with everything.
Yes, right. Now, this next one, I absolutely love this. This is a German word, and it is Seelenklempner. It is German for psychiatrist, and it literally translates as soul plumber.
Soul plumber.
How beautiful is that?
That's exactly what they do, yeah.
I know. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's a classic German word just telling you exactly what it is, yeah.
Yeah, but I've got one for Tess here. Tiny Ooh. Moons in Saturn's rings are named after kittens. They include Fluffy, Garfield, Socks, Whispers, Butterball, and Mittens.
No.
Is that true?
That is true. Do you think I make stuff? I wish I could make stuff.
No. I would never accuse you of that, Rob.
No, it's true.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Who approved that, I wonder?
I don't know. That's why my insect thing could kick off.
Exactly. There's someone's right. Willing to throw money behind anything.
This is the last one. This is an Icelandic word, and I'm surprised Björk hasn't had this in a song, and it's called Isbilta. And it's Icelandic for going for a drive and ending up with an ice cream.
Oh, that's a great word. That's
but
a really good word.
Don't do that till you're allowed to, by the way.
That's a future thing to do.
That's a future thing. Right, now, this is my main story.
All right,
and it's the straw
this is the main
hat
course. This is the roast chicken.
This is the Straw Hat Riot of 1922 in New York City.
I was really intrigued when you texted me this morning and you said, we're talking about peas and straw hats, and that's all I'm saying. So I'm keen to hear what this is about.
Well, I've been looking for something to write about. I want to write another screenplay, right? I just write them and put them in a drawer. And I've come up with this one. This is the most crazy story I've ever read, actually. And it's a straw hat right in 1922 in New York, right? Straw hats first appeared in 19th century America. It's a summertime hat.
Okay.
But initially, it wasn't a done thing in big cities. They didn't like it. But in the 20th century, it was considered acceptable, even for businessmen. But there was an unwritten law that you weren't supposed to wear them after the 15th of September.
How did they know, if it was an unwritten law, how did they know so specifically it was the 15th? Why not just like September time?
Newspapers got involved, media again, see? It was socially acceptable for friends or work colleagues to destroy each other's hats, and it was called hat bashing.
Oh, that sounds intense.
But it wasn't acceptable for total strangers to do it.
No.
Which is obviously.
That would be ridiculous.
So anybody seen after that date wearing them, you could like ridicule them, go, and things like that.
You're wearing a silly hat.
Yeah, but it was tradition for teenagers to knock the hats off and stomp on them.
Oh, little thugs.
Yeah. This tradition was established and newspapers would warn everybody of the approach of the 15th. When men would have to switch their hats to felt or silk ones.
This is...
Hat bashing was only acceptable after the 15th of September, right? Now,
okay, so you could you couldn't acceptably bash someone's hat until the 15th of September, and then at that point everything's off the table. You can do what you like.
What happens? Yeah. What happens if you do it before? Do you get in trouble?
Well, this is what I'm leading up to, right?
Okay.
The infamous riot began on September the 13th, 1922, 2 days beforehand, when a group of youths decided to get an early start. And they went to Manhattan and they started removing
classic.
And stomping on hats worn by factory workers who were employed in the area. But they turned into it turned into a brawl when they tried to stomp on a group of dock workers' hats.
We don't mess with the dock workers.
But I was just thinking, everybody's
walking
around with
straw
hats. Yeah, yeah. That was before hoodies were invented, right? The fight stopped traffic on Manhattan Bridge and was eventually broken up by the police. And the fights continued to escalate the next night as gangs of teenagers took to the streets wielding large sticks, sometimes with nails driven through them.
Oh, my God. It's like some horror movie.
Yeah, looking for anybody wearing a straw hat and beating them up. There was a mob apparently of about 1,000 were hat snatching all along Amsterdam Avenue. Several men were hospitalised.
I'm laughing at the idea of a mob of hat snatchers, not at people getting hospitalised over hat bashing.
What do we hate? Straw hats, when do we hate them? Now! I just made that bit up. A lot of people were fined rather than served jail time. In one incident, 7 of the youths were brought to a police station, and as they were under 15, they weren't arrested, but their parents were summoned, and the boys were spanked ignominiously.
Ignominiously spanked? Wow.
That means to humiliate or deserving to shame and dishonourably. I like the lieutenant in charge said, just spank them, which this is so wrong on so many different levels.
This is absolutely mad, Rob. This is mad.
Well, the tradition of hat smashing continued for some time after the riots of 22, and in 1924, a man was murdered for wearing a straw hat.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, it's really bad. But then after the Wall Street crash in 1929, straw hats wearing diminished, which was a shame, but a lot safer.
Someone's texted in Manhattan. Ha ha ha.
Yeah,
I also thought that in my head, and I didn't even.
I did when I was writing it, but I didn't want to be that obvious. But well done.
I respect it, Texter. Thank you for that one.
Yeah, thanks for that. How crazy is that?
That's madness. That is absolutely madness. I was going to say, I wonder if that's where the Mad Hatter got his.
Yeah, I was thinking that then.
No, that comes from the. But when they used to make hats in England, I think they used to use some sort of chemical on it, on the hats, and it used to send people nuts.
That would make sense also. Yeah, you're just a font of knowledge, Rob. You know everything about hats.
Well, but I'm trying to cast it now. I definitely want Jason to stay for a minute.
That would be great. You need you need Jason Statham, maybe
Vin Diesel.
Yep, Vin Diesel, The Rock.
And possibly The Rock, I mean, who'd want to take his hat off? What sort of idiot would you be to take The Rock's hat off?
I don't think I could reach. I could reach. He's too tall. I probably couldn't get the hat off his head.
Yeah. Did you know in that Fast and Furious, just another quick useless information, The Rock only ever drives in big trucks because he can't actually get in a car.
Oh, no. It's like the opposite of a clown car. You have to just put him in the biggest truck you've got.
Yeah.
That's a great fact.
I'm gonna start writing this this afternoon.
That sounds like a great. I'm happy to throw some money behind it. We can talk to some people. We can see. Yeah. I would love to see this in the cinemas in the near future.
Yeah. Okay. Good one.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Everybody, take care. I've got one for next week, courtesy of Grizz and Dave.
Thank you.
Which I'm going to do for next week.
Awesome. If people do want to send
suggestions, just chuck them in.
Yeah, chuck them in. 5395, send us your suggestions. We'll pass them on to Rob. Thank you very much for that, Rob.
Thank you very much. You all take care, everybody out there in B-land.
Yes.
Just social distance.
In B-land. That's another good movie title, maybe.
So Toodle-pip. I'm going to have that in the title as well. I like that word, Toodle-pip.
Toodle-pip.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you very much to Rob.